Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is the Project Nerd Podcast, starting today, where I just ramble on about whatever I want. This first episode, we're kind of just going to introduce everything, tell you some stuff, and I also got a story about how I got played on April Fool's. So, let's get into it, here on Project Nerd. Okay, this is Project Nerd, a podcast where I enjoy rambling about nerdy stuff. Now, I intend to, in the future, have guests on the show. And the guest, I will ask them four questions. A, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite TV show? Favorite book / author? And favorite band? Those are the four primary questions that I will ask every guest on the show. So I figured before I could answer those questions for you as, like, a guest on my own show, you know. So, first question, favorite movie. I really, really, really enjoy the movie Arrival with Jeremy Renner and Amy Adams. It is just great, and it's, really makes you think. I really can't say much about that movie, though, about spoiling it. So, I recommend you check it out and watch it, just because your mind will blow at the end. I mean, you'll be blow up. I mean, yeah. My favorite TV show? Well, right now I'm watching Lost, but the show that's currently airing that is my favorite would probably be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And don't judge me for that, but I do love that show. It's just great. Favorite book / author. Now, not sure about favorite book, unless I wanted to be cliche and say the Bible. But I think I know my favorite author is Ted Dekker. I own several of his books, and I geek out when there's a new one coming out. Favorite band. Now, I have lots of bands that I like, and I probably have a favorite band in every genre. But my overall favorite band, I think I'm gonna have to go with 21 Pilots. Waiting for them to get in, release something about their new album or anything. They've been kind of silent over the past few weeks and months, and it's been a while since I've heard out of them. And be sure to comment in the iTunes comment section what your favorite is, because I would love to hear back from y'all. And sorry about the interruption, guys. My brother came in here playing his stripper music, which is just me saying he was listening to music that was inappropriate. Not that. Okay, whatever. It's pretty bad. And, so, what we were talking about before, I don't even remember. Gosh, oh yeah, send you a comment in the comment section, your answer to those questions. Let's talk about April Fool's, which was on Easter this year, which is funny because that just seems weird. Oh, Jesus is dead. April Fool's, he's alive. But anyway, I got tricked by one of the bands I really, really like called Switchfoot. They posted a YouTube video, and it said Project 11. And so I watched the video, and it was talking about how they're going to have a new heavy metal album coming out this October. And I was, like, so pumped for that, because that's, like, my two favorite things right there combined. And so I'm like, yes. And so a couple of days goes by, my dad comes home from work, and I'm like, Dad, listen, my favorite band Switchfoot, they had a new album release video come out talking about how they have a new one coming out with the letters were in the Metallica style, Ride the Lightning style, you know, and they're doing a heavy metal album. And he's like, okay. So he looks it up, goes on YouTube, he scrolls down and says, how many days ago was that? I said, it was just a couple days ago. He's like, was it on April Fool's? Was on April 1st? I'm like, maybe. And he goes, yes, it says right here, April Fools, underneath it. I was like, palm to the face. I can't believe I just got played like that. I also got played by Redbox, and that's stupid. Because with the, they sent out an email saying they're going to start playing movies at their kiosks, which we should already know that that's not ever going to happen. That's a stupid idea. Anyway, so I clicked the link and go put in my address, and I'm like, this would be cool if it's real, just to go check it out. And it says April Fools once you put in your zip code. I was like, dang it. Why me? Why did I? So, there's my April Fools story you wanted to hear. Or I said I was going to tell you. Also, I wanted to talk about, I have another podcast with my friends called Bad Movies Monday. It's just a little plug here. We're now just got on iTunes podcast, Apple podcast, and that's really exciting for me because now I think we're going to be able to reach more people because we only had like 50 views and listens on SoundCloud, which was sad. And, so now we're on an Apple podcast and I'm excited about that. We've reviewed 2 movies so far, Justice League and Thor. It's been about 4 months since we've actually uploaded a new episode. It's more of a whenever we want to and get the time to do it kind of podcast. And, but it's definitely fun. You can check that out. Just look up Bad Movies Monday. And, we got, it's a logo, says BMM, hosted by Seth Wagner. And I think it says Dawson Shock, but it's just all 4 of us on it every time. And, also wanted to plug, the people hosting this podcast called, I mean, I looked for around forever to find a website that would host a Bad Movies Monday for free, all unlimited, all free, nothing, no payments, because, I mean, I don't have the money to spend on to pay for this. So, I searched and searched, and finally I found a website that worked, and it's easy to put it on iTunes and everything. It's called, simply enough, it's called podcast.com. You can go on there, you can sign up, and you can sign up as either a creator or a listener, and you can either you can create podcasts and listen to them both on the same site. And I was really glad for that, because, I mean, who doesn't want free podcast hosting? I mean, come on. I mean, I even emailed some guys who run a podcast all about content creation just to see what their ideas were on how to do free podcast hosting. Like, there's not really a site out there. Well, this site, it worked, and I'm glad I found it and am able to use it. So, anyway, Ready Player One just came out, and I've been so excited to go see it. Unfortunately, I have not been able to go see it yet. Me and my friends planned on going and seeing it and recording an episode of Bad Movies Monday about it, but then when one of us couldn't go, the other two of the other guys were like, then I'm not going. So we didn't end up doing it. And we didn't end up getting to go see the movie. And hopefully we'll get to see it sometime soon. This Saturday, I think, though, they're wanting to go see A Quiet Place. I'm not sure if I'm going to go, but it, I don't know. Anything else? Yeah, we can just talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know. I mean, so much has just been going on. And for those of you who don't watch, well, that sucks to be you, because you don't get it at all. Just want to say, I was so excited when I saw Fitz and Simmons finally get married. And then right after that, my heart just broke when Fitz had the mental breakdown, and just, oh, it was so bad. And, I could not, actually, it's not hard to believe that Deke was their grandson. I mean, with everything else that's ever happened on the show with Ghost Rider and everything and the LMDs, I mean, they pulled crazier stuff than that. And I'm surprised that it wouldn't mess with time or alter time or in some way with him telling them that, hey, I'm your grandchild. But whatever. And I'm hoping that some way they can bring the agents or some of the Inhumans from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. into Infinity War. And I just gotta say about the Inhuman show, it wasn't as bad as I thought because of what people were saying, but nor did it live up to my expectations at all. It fell so flat that it was sad to watch. I mean, I felt bad for Marvel for making it and it being such a flop. That's probably about as big as a flop as Howard the Duck. That's about it. That's about the best analogy I can come up with. I actually, if y'all want to write into the show, ask me questions for next week's episode, send an email to me at extremefilmsusa@outlook.com. That is spelled extremefilmsusa@outlook.com. Just write me up in the subject line, put question for Project Nerd, and then just type it out. And I'll be happy to answer it. And this episode is going to be a little bit shorter than some of the other ones. They'd be around 15 minutes when it's just myself. But when there's a guest, I mean, it could range from anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. And I think those will be fun episodes to get a guest on there. Whether it be my aunt to someone from YouTube or just something like that. I mean, I'm excited to see what the show holds for me, and maybe we can get this up to a lot of listens soon. And if you want to just show your friends and tell them about this podcast and be like, hey, you should check this out, if you know that they're nerdy and really enjoy the same kind of stuff I do. I mean, I'm a music man. I love music. I mean, I listen to almost every genre of music that there is out there. I mean, today I was listening to music and I go from bluegrass and literally I change it to some heavy metal stuff. I mean, it's just sporadic what my music choices are. And, I mean, I just really love music. I'm in the band. I play trombone. In so many ways, music has just been wonderful. I really, really do enjoy movies. I believe I have seen every single MCU film besides Ant-Man. And I haven't seen The Incredible Hulk yet. I probably should watch it, but I haven't yet. And, I'm sure eventually I'll watch it. Again, if you want to write into the show, that's extremefilmsusa@outlook.com. Extreme for extreme. And, I have a website, extremefilmsusa.weebly.com, with videos on it, a link to my photography page. I dabble in a little bit of everything in content creation. And, thanks for listening. Share with your friends, comment below, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and just another big thanks and shout out to podcasts.com. See you next week, where who knows what we talk about. I'll probably have more of a plan for next week's episode, so I mean, be looking for that. As I did say next week's episode, so that does mean I believe I'm going to try to do this weekly. If not, I might go to bi-weekly or monthly. I don't want it to be a whenever show like Bad Movies Monday, but this has been nearly 15 minutes here, so I mean, I gotta go find a theme song soon, so I mean, thanks for listening, guys, and see you next week. Bye!